I'm appalled at what you said on that pod thing. It's disgusting.
This is the After the Show podcast. It's where we get honest and real with your ass. So sit back, relax, have a blast, because it's time for the After the Show podcast.
Yeah, here we go. Welcome to the Thursday KVJ After the Show podcast. You guys were just talking a second ago about the new Sex in the City show.
And fuck.
Yeah, it's pretty much a woke vehicle, huh?
Well, I tend to watch things that make me cringe, or I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they put that in there.
Yeah.
I like that. My family's always like, yeah, my family's always been into that. I was raised that way. And the new Sex in the City is that for me. I'm going, are you fucking kidding me? I can't wait to tell Virginia about this.
I haven't seen a minute of it.
It's pretty. It's,
but I hear it's woke and sad.
It's fucking depressing as shit.
Yeah.
I'm good.
It's constantly remind, if you're in your 50s, it's constantly reminding you're aging. It also every buzz, you know, cultural type thing you see, if you have a cultural war with the whole woke stuff, every type of topic that you could think of is squeezed into that series.
Yeah.
Everything.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you say there's now like a pretty significant sprinkling of man hating.
Well, they're killing off all the men, and they're leaving all the men, and all the comments are reading, I'm a woman. I love Sex in the City. And it's great that they're doing this for women, but do you have to call on the man? Why do you hate man?
Miranda has completely given up on penis altogether.
She has. Yeah, fuck Steve. Big's dead. Fuck him.
Mm-hmm.
He's out of the finale.
The only good one died in real life. The only good man. Stanford.
He left in a shitty way. He left it with the writing on that, how he left was weird and kind of not really with his character.
Yeah, he went overseas or something.
He wrote
right?
a letter. I couldn't say goodbye, Carrie. That was how he said goodbye.
Well, he said he died in real life. Maybe they didn't know what to do.
I get that, but you could still write something better.
Well, apparently they couldn't.
The Charlotte's husband, they've made him.
The lawyer?
Yeah.
He's a bald guy. He's actually better looking than John Travolta.
Yeah, a lot of times when you reboot shows, especially after a good amount of time, it is really iffy, and the new Sex in the City sounds like one that missed the mark and nobody's real happy with it.
Well, I watch it now just to go, okay, oh, this is awesome. They're having a forced awoke moment right now.
Yeah,
I gotta tell Kevin and Virginia about this.
The one show that did it right, though, is Dexter, The New Blood. I know people are sick of me talking about it, but it did really well. It averaged 8 million viewers for each of its 10 episodes. It's Showtime's biggest series ever. The new one.
Okay.
Hmm.
People hated the finale. I've seen so many people. You read off all the hate. There's so much more out there.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because I went and was reading a write-up about the finale, and I would say 70% of the comments were negative. And then I went another place, and a lot of people were defending it. My wife and we were both kind of okay with it. There was a slight betrayal of character that you could argue, and I could see it being the negative. But a lot of people who support the finale, they say, this is how it should have ended up.
Hmm.
This is it. You know, hey, you may not love it, but this is how the show needed to end. So it'll be interesting to see where it is, because right now they're sitting to wait to see how it matures. They do this now with shows. Will there be another season of Dexter? And there is clearly a way that they could have a new season of Dexter and make it happen. And they're going to see how the numbers pick up as people do it with the on-demand viewing. So if it continues to grow, the writer said, I have another project right now, but I would drop it in a heartbeat to come back and do it. They say that Yellow Jackets has taken off too. In fact, it has helped fuel the most streamed signups in a quarter ever for Showtime. So they've never done better. And they got to be happy about that too, because I think you're really going to start seeing some platforms are going to stay around. Others are going to start disappearing.
Yeah, you make a good point about when you're reading comments and kind of getting the consensus of the mm-hmm. people. There are times that it does turn political. You got to make sure for example, if you go on a Yahoo News, you're going to see a lot of certain types of comments compared to a different type of website.
But I will tell you too, I think that so many of us are afraid to speak our minds and say our true opinion because we don't want everyone to jump on us. And threads seem to take that attitude where if somebody gets on it and they hijack a thread or they control it, the tone of that thread. Now I even have to be careful because, like with the Dexter one, it's just an example. I went on one that was completely negative, and I went on another one that was 70% positive for the finale. And it goes to show you that on any topic, I think depending upon what thread you are on, there may be people that are reading it and they may completely disagree with the opinion, but they don't want to get destroyed and have somebody say terrible things about them. So they're like, I'm not going to say anything.
Well, that's
and they
social,
just move on.
That's what social media is.
Yeah.
People, if you give your real opinion and that's what's in your heart, no matter what it is, if people don't, people always say, be yourself, be you, Virginia, be you until you do something I don't agree with, then stop being you. People just don't like people to disagree with their own philosophy.
And they don't care enough to have somebody, then they're in a stupid fight with somebody that's really rude. And like, I just, that's toxic. It's negative. I don't have time for it. I don't want to engage.
The reading comments at times, and I know I'm not the only person, I'll start reading stuff and I can feel my blood boil a bit. I'm like, this is fucking, shut the computer off. Oh my God.
Right, yeah.
I'm going to lose it.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Because that's how they kind of get you in. So, got several emails here today. One, we were talking yesterday about tarot cards, all those other things, palm reading. Do you invest in that? And Caitlin sent this email saying, you know, to understand the tarot cards, they are effectively used in a different way than what you typically see in pop culture. Like, they will always say it's about predicting the future, but it's much more akin to telling stories about our lives that help us to live better. In church, you have a sermon that you are meant to meditate on during the week, and in so doing, you manifest yourself to a higher plane. Tarot is the same thing. The cards represent archetypes of life that we all can learn from. So it's not really about telling the future. It's more about meditating on lessons in the present that can shape you and your future.
It's like anything. There's going to be some people that are great at doing that, and there's going to be some people who are just shitty at it.
Yeah. She did say, however, pretending you are a witch and can predict the future is also super fun, too.
You're a witch. Yeah.
A lot of opinions about your pizza blog.
Good.
Jonathan had said, you know, regarding the pizza blog, I think that the people want truth and transparency. I'm super excited about it, but I want to know about all the pizza places, good and bad. I understand you don't want to upset businesses, but like y'all's job, it's going to come with criticism. I think it would be a good idea to do the filming outside of the restaurant. Then you don't have to deal with the establishment getting into your business. If you want to do it right, you have to be honest about each place. If they don't make a good pizza, then that's on them. All you need for credentials is to love pizza. I support the pizza blog.
I you know, I've really struggled with this one. I appreciate the feedback. And look, I hear what Virginia was saying, too. She's 110% right. It comes down to one person, me. What can Bird go to bed at night with? And they are right. Look, anytime you bring anything out to the public, whether it's making a pizza, going on a chat room, writing a song, when you put that out to the world, you're going to get feedback, good and bad. That's just the way it goes. So they bring up really good points. Mm-hmm. That's the way I want to do it.
Yeah.
I think that's the best way. Entertainment value is the best way. The witch is right, though. I'm going to have some pizza motherfuckers hating me.
You're going to hurt feelings. And I know that's not what you're here to do. But in the end, you will. And I just don't know if that's going to make you happy in the end.
Well, you know, we'll see. You know, again, I always will let everybody know, I'm just a goofy-ass man on the radio. My opinions are just that. I don't think I'm right. I'm just me. I'm no pizza fucking expert.
But when you put it out there, it is going to be considered probably more important than most other opinions.
You carry weight is what she's saying.
Tell me someone in this town who would carry more weight as a pizza critic. I'm waiting.
That fuck from Barstool.
He doesn't live here.
He's always down here.
He is. Yeah, he's here a lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I hear but he loves the he can deal with the, he wants to
fight.
That's his thing. He's trying
not,
to.
He's not beloved.
He is beloved, but you know, he's
not
very,
by the pizza people.
I don't know. I don't know. It's wickedly popular. It does very well because he's honest.
Yeah. It's a national thing.
Yeah,
it's a different audience.
Put it to y'all. I'm not going to lie about it. Mm-hmm. I never lied on the last blog either.
No, I know you didn't lie.
Yeah.
But you were kind and you were caring with your reviews. And you weren't looking to make enemies.
They were fluff pieces.
If you go in there and you honestly speak about a place and it's only deserving of 3 out of 5 stars, those people are going to be crushed.
Every time you get an email saying, Bird, do it the way you want to do it. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do it that way. And then Virginia starts to talk and I go, yeah, I'm not going to do it. She's talking me out of it.
Look, I'm just talking you into being nice because you are nice. And I don't want you to betray your character.
Again, I'm not going to go, wow, this pizza is terrible and your mother's a whore. I'm not going to.
I know that.
Yeah.
But just by giving them 3 out of 5 stars, you will devastate people.
I'm interested to hear the people think about Virginia's.
We'll do a poll here. I'll have Suits put up a KBJ TV poll right now.
Because I'm listening. I'm listening to everybody right now.
For Jaybird's pizza blog, should he? And the first option can be only review positively or be honest.
Well, they're going to always say be honest. I think the first one should be review the, because you had a good idea about finding the best ones out there, and then if I'm featuring it, you know I love it.
Yeah, featuring the positive.
Featuring the positive. Yeah, that's the better way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Only feature the positive,
you
or
got that too, which is that
review
confusing?
All honestly. Either feature the positive one or review all honestly. I think those are the two options, and that's the debate you're trying to figure out here.
She's a crazy-ass witch, but I listen to her at times.
Not everybody is going to understand
the
perspective with which I assist you. I am coming at it from, I have a vested interest in you being loved as well, and not everybody gets that.
So what's my problem when it comes to you? Because holy fuck, I got to do a lot of explaining. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I hear you. Look, I'm listening. It's my time to shut the fuck up and listen.
No, it's not. You don't have to shut the fuck up. And look, I'm going to lose the poll. I know full well people are going to vote for honesty because people don't understand why I'm saying to you.
I
don't expect them to.
I understand what you're saying. I totally get what you're saying.
Well, my one question, let's say you go into a place, somebody recognizes you and they're waiting for the review and they never get one. And then they're like, hey, where's our review? What's going on? And the pizza was trash. And
yeah, this
you
whole thing is,
are trying to figure out what to say to them.
But I also don't like feeling like a pussy either. You know what I mean? Be honest about stuff. I'm not going to trash it. I would do it respectfully. I got a lot of thoughts.
A pussy, but you're also not a dick. Just remember that.
Wow, can you not?
A quote.
Well, can you not say anything that is not all fluffy and lovely without being coming off as a dick?
If you go back and look at my Instagram, I wasn't blowing these places either. I would say the crust wasn't my style. I did have critiques in there.
And then some of those people got heartbroken and butthurt and sent you messages, and they were so upset. I don't want you to go through that again, Pumpkin.
I don't know, Kevin. Much to meditate on.
Yeah.
I think I got to start drinking again.
Well, I fully endorse that shit.
Well, right now, the voting, 70% are saying review all honestly.
Well, of course they are.
Virginia's mocking
me. Not getting
at
it.
At this point, I'll probably just not do the pizza blog.
Kevin, I swear to God, I talked to my dad about this. I go, Dad, because he asked me, how's the pizza vlog going? I go, Dad, I think I might fucking punt on this.
Yeah. Yeah. This might be a project just to not do.
Yeah. Because I want to have fun with this. And it's kind of now giving me a fucking anxiety attack.
Yeah. It's not coming off as fun. It's
fucking up my ponytail flow. I don't like that shit.
Do something else. Maybe.
Which wins again?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll get some. Again, a manifesto. I can't believe you fucking cowered down to the witch. What the fuck's your balls, Bird? What are you? You'd have done that back at Wild 95.5.
I never want to poop on your fun. You know that.
Virginia, I'm over here telling you, I 110% know what you're.
Okay.
I agree with you to a certain extent.
All right.
Getting some positive food reviews here.
Fuck, that was long.
Shelly, want to know, is Keto Kev tried these? JoJo's Guilt-Free Chocolate. The Hawaiian has dark chocolate, macadamia nuts, coconut, sea salt, and 0 grams of sugar.
Guilt-Free Keto Chocolate. Let me see that shit.
It's called JoJo's, and I have not tried it.
I would totally try that.
Yeah, I've done some dark chocolate stuff that was keto things, and I loved it. In fact, I probably should do it more. But, you know, the one thing for me is I'm just going back to Fat Kev days, I had that tendency. If I like something, especially if I think I can eat it, it's just a ton of it's going down.
I ate 16 bags of JoJo's.
Yeah, that's just always been my issue is, yeah, when I get on a groove, I'm like, this is fantastic. She said, serving size is 3 pieces. 1 is plenty for me. You haven't met Fat Kev. So, yeah, I do love it. That's the only reason why I don't get the keto chocolate a little bit more is because, yeah, it's just I'm eating for pleasure.
Where do you find Mr. JoJo's products? Did they say that?
Didn't say in the email.
I'll grab some.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try it out. But that's the reason why I don't do it more often. But I do love that stuff. Here is something to try out. Campbell's Soup is making grilled cheese scented candles and chicken noodle soup candles.
Grilled cheese candles? Oh, my
God. I'm going to eat everything in my house now.
Yeah. Man, I've been doing so good. I've been trying to eat a little healthier, you know. I've been doing really good. And last night, something, I couldn't sleep for shit. And it was about 11 p.m. I had such a great day. Nothing but water, exercise. And I was so hungry. I made myself 2 grilled cheeses. And fucked them up.
Damn.
And I loved every minute of it. 2 grilled cheeses. That's
not that bad. No, it's not too bad. I fell off my juice cleanse yesterday. I just said, fuck it.
What the shit, man?
That's it. I can't do it.
Oh, really?
I can only last a certain amount of days.
I'm saying what the shit. I'm trying to get breakfast with you. I don't want a juice cleanse.
You didn't ask me today.
Yesterday.
Well, I was still on it yesterday.
How many days did you do?
I did 6 days.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's a lot.
6 days.
Yeah, that's good. And you got what you wanted out of it.
I did. I got exactly what I wanted out of it. I lost 7 pounds. I'm like, okay. I'm not a chubs.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking insane.
Now I'm going to go out of town and put it all back on.
Well, that's what traveling's for. I love traveling and being able to go to a new restaurant that I've never been to and just fucking up some food.
I mean, there's no better Mexican food than in San Antonio, Texas.
God, that.
So I'm going to go fuck up some Mexican.
Mm-hmm. Can you do, I feel bad because I don't know the rules of keto. Can you do Mexican food on keto? Are there things you can do?
Yeah, we do Mexican a lot. And like I said, I do keto light. I'm not so crazy strict about it. I try to follow the main confines of it. But yeah, the Mexican Queen and I, we've been doing
bowls.
Mexican the last couple of weeks. Yeah, and I did the fajitas. The corn tortillas aren't so bad, so I'll maybe do 1 or 2 of those. But I'll do something like where I'll mainly have the meat and the peppers that go with it.
Meat and peppers to me is great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for a new Mexican restaurant to try, something I haven't tried yet. I want to try a good cheese enchilada. I love cheese enchiladas.
Mm-hmm. You're the opposite of keto.
I'm Cheeto.
Yeah, you are.
I'm straight up Cheeto, though.
Straight up Cheeto, yeah. And something's definitely not keto, but you might be into, General Mills is selling Lucky Charms mixed with Cinnamon Toast Crunch in one box.
Oh, yeah.
Think that'd work?
Yeah, it works. They pair nicely.
Maybe if you took out the Lucky Charms, whatever those things are that are not marshmallows.
The bullshit.
The oats.
Put the Lucky Charms marshmallows in with the Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oats is always the weak part in every combination.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Nothing against Hall & Oates. I love Hall & Oates.
Oh, damn.
That was an Oates at John Oates dig. I actually love John Oates.
John Oates is more talented.
That was the ponytail to... No one wants to hear me and you get into a Hall & Oates debate. But I have to bite my tongue. I love Oates, though.
People are like, who's Hall & Oates?
Get the fuck out of here. They are the most successful duo of the 80s. Motherfuckers, young people know Hall & Oates. They are successful. We got to stop acting like anything was in the 80s. No one's heard of it. Hall & Oates, dog. People know them. All right. That was the ponytail.
Someone's all mad.
People always talk shit about Hall & Oates.
I'm not talking shit. I'm just saying it doesn't have the recognizability.
People definitely know. I would say 25-year-olds know Hall & Oates.
Mm.
They've kind of taken some of their songs and revamped them a little bit. So maybe.
All right. I'll do a poll. I'll ask Mags and all her friends.
No, I don't like these polls. I can't be involved.
No, you have no control of my poll.
Hmm. Do you think they were more successful than Tears for Fears?
Yeah, they were absolutely more successful than Tears for Fears.
Eurythmics?
Yeah, they're the highest grossing duo of the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He is pissy about Hall & Oates. This bitch is like all fucking fired up.
Yeah.
It's the ponytail.
Yeah.
It's the suit ponytail combo.
We know your hair needs to be a sunny 107.9 DJ.
No, if I have a t-shirt and shorts on, the ponytail's the gator. And I'm a chain smoker.
Hall & Oates had 6 number one hit singles. Kiss on My Lips, Private Eyes, Man Eater, Sarah Smile.
That's a lot.
Six number ones.
Number ones. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's not even the top 10 or top 20, which you still make a lot of money on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get a little pissy about my soft rock.
He does.
Virginia. I still bring up the fact that Denny's, who Kevin does not think they play Jim Croce on Sunny 104 or Sunny 107.9. I know they do. Okay. Me and you got into a debate about Jim Croce. Anyway. Yeah, okay. I defend
they
soft.
They still play him?
They do, yeah.
Okay.
I have a love for soft rock.
They do play Croce.
They do, absolutely. Wow. Jim Croce. Don't get me started on Croce.
Yeah?
Well, I got into a debate with Randy, our boss, and I don't think she thinks Croce was that big.
You love Croce. No one getting a Croce off with this guy. Only thing makes him hotter is Hall & Oates.
Yeah.
I was on the mic talking shit about all the Swifties get all fired up. I'm the same
you
fucking
are.
Thing with Hall & Oates.
You're just a Swiftie with a different group.
I'm a Swiftie with a ponytail.
Michael said, I thought you were talking about a cereal from the Netherlands called Hall & Oates.
Damn. See, I told your ass. Not everybody knows Hall & Oates.
Oh, what are so special about these oats from Holland? Why is he so passionate?
Bird, bring it down.
Yeah. And speaking of...
imagine a lawyer fighting like that.
And then talking to himself.
Yeah.
And Bird, bring it down.
And here's Angie with an email about the use of dick. She said, I love to use the word dick, and I work with the lady and her husband. His name was Dick. And then whenever he'd ring into the office, I'd love to say, hey, it's your dick. I'm so immature and I don't give a fuck.
There's some dick on the line.
Yes.
There are some people that just walk into a room. They don't even have to say a word. You've never met them. Go, yeah, that guy's a dick.
Totally.
They literally have a dick face.
Totally.
Can somebody pick up the call with this dick?
Who's expecting a dick?
Oh, yeah. It's out there. It is a fun name. Amy sent in this comment. She said, I need info on how Suits, Denny's, and Panda got their nicknames. Well, Suits showed up for his interview in a suit.
As an intern.
Yeah, and since it was just so mind-boggling, because most people just show up and, you know, anybody more doesn't dress up at all, we were so impressed. And we made such a big deal out of it. He kind of got stuck in the suit. And then we went with the nickname that fit right with what he wears. So that's how you got Suits, is from that. Jaybird named Denny's. And that's about how well he can cook.
Yeah.
You said that he can cook as well as Denny's. And that started the nickname with him.
When me and Denny's lived together, he would make just a great breakfast. Right after we would 69 each other. It was amazing. No, He'd make a great breakfast. And you always need the right details to throw in there. Always a little surprise on the plate that would get me all jacked up. It's fucking beautiful.
And then, Virginia, we do Panda for your husband to such separate because his real first name is Kevin, and that creates confusion. But how did you pick Panda?
We were talking about the Chinese restaurant.
Okay.
And we were talking about the Panda Express. And I was being kind of a Chinese food snob.
No.
And I was saying, Panda Express is not real Chinese food.
Do not let Denny's hear that. He loves Panda Express. He loves Chinese food.
And so we were like making fun of the Panda Express restaurant, even though I think it is good food. It's not authentically Chinese, and that's where I was coming from, but I was being a snob.
Okay.
And the next day, I was still kind of poking with him, and he sent me a picture of him. He just woke up, and we were still kind of the panda thing was going, and I just called him a sleepy panda face.
Yeah, but that, no. you were on, you had said, oh, I call him Panda and Sleepy Panda Face, and then you told the story on the air, but you were telling it like, kind of like Machine Gun Kelly and a Megan Fox. He's my little Sleepy Panda Face.
Yeah,
he
right.
Out of the sleepy. It was so sickening, but awesome. Sickening in a fun way. Like, he's my little Sleepy. And then she showed us the picture that Panda sent her, and it's him just waking up, but it's a model sexy. He's basically giving you fuck me eyes through the, he's just giving, you know, messy hair, don't care, but I'm still sexy. And me and Kevin, this Kevin Ralston, could not stop fucking laughing and making fun of you. Because it was so over the top.
It was. Yeah. It was over the top.
I would do anything. And maybe a KVJ Nature has this downloaded. We did the Sleepy Panda Face. I wrote a love song for you two cheesy fucks. And I can't find it anywhere. It's gone with all of our computer madness. And I would love to, because my dad was asking about that. I'm like, Dad, I don't have it anymore.
Damn.
Do you have that?
I don't know. Maybe Panda has it.
There's so much audio that I really want from our old system. There's so much great stuff. You could honestly, Kevin, do a KVJ rewind in the 6 o'clock hour of bits that people haven't heard in 10 years. Possibly never even heard of before.
Right. I know. I miss a lot of those. That'd
There's
be really
so
cool
many
to
of
have.
Them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe one of these days we still have that hard drive somewhere.
I mean, it's been so long. I honestly don't. Denny should have the hard drive. Oh, okay. It's been a minute since I've been involved with that thing.
Okay.
There's so much on there.
Yeah.
Granny Buell's.
Yeah.
All that.
I know.
Gosh, yeah. If we could only save it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll have to work on that maybe one day. I got an email from Leanna. She said, does anybody think that Kevin looks like Walker Hayes, or is it just me?
Walker Hayes. I gotta He's the guy,
the Applebee's song guy.
No.
Applebee's on a date night.
No, I don't think you look like him.
Have you seen him?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I like the jean jacket look on you.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
They did a really nice piece on CBS Sunday Morning all about him, and it was lovely.
They do some pretty good stuff.
They do amazing shit.
That's
one of my favorite TV shows.
I love that because they have these really unique stories. I saw the one about the savant dude. This cat got hit in the head and never knew how to paint and do all the sculpting, and then he got hit in the head and could sculpt.
They make topics that I think would be incredibly boring so interesting.
Well, at least the stories I see, it doesn't seem like it gets political. Now, I know does it.
They're a little liberal, but yeah.
Well, I mean, if it's a...
It's CBS. What are you going to do?
But the stories that I've seen are usually just a human interest story. That's
right,
what I like.
Right. And I love those because they tell stories that I would never find. They made me like Walker Hayes a lot, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure he's a lovely gentleman. I don't know a lot about him. I just know that one song.
His backstory and all that. You know, he struggled for a while, and it's just nice. It was him and his family. They were all interviewed. Mm-hmm. It was lovely.
There he is, a photo on KBJ TV. He's got a beard. He has, you know, similar hair with what Hair Club set me up with.
If I was squinting and he was in a dark room and I was drunk, yeah, he looks just like you.
Yeah, all it is the hair and the facial hair, and that's it. Other than that, I don't know if the similarities are there. He actually has eyebrows.
It's weird. You look like a lot of regular people. I'll be at a convenience store and go, oh, there is Indian Kev, or there is... Yeah, there's. I saw female Kev. There was a woman who looked just like Kevin.
You saw bitch Kevin?
No, I can't say that. You're trying to get me canceled over here.
Mm-hmm. And also, Leanna thinks a Jaybird in a suit looks like a paralegal. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. It's better than a parakeet.
Yeah. I think that's a.
We're going for a lead attorney on the case, Your Honor.
Oh, yeah.
And we are going to not win this case.
We're going to lose in epic fashion.
I always guarantee 100% guilty.
We're going to be in contempt of court at least three times.
Should be.
My dream, I feel like I die after. I just want to be a lawyer in a big courtroom with a lot of people for just an afternoon where I'm, Your Honor, no. A sustained and objection, please. Your Honor, may I? And I shall approach the bench. I want it so bad.
Too bad they don't like it when you F around in the court.
I know. They're such funny duddies when it comes to the court.
Yeah, they would take it very serious.
Zero sense of humor about being bum rushed.
I would just love to go, here's the case, Bird. Just go in there and defend this fuck with all your might. Just throw the kitchen sink at him. Just get it done. And I would get it done.
Yeah.
Or at least try to.
Okay. That's all you can do, right?
It's a dream.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I'm out there impersonating Walker Hayes, we want to know who the heck is impersonating Jay Bird on YouTube. You said somebody's going on there and trying to act like you and commenting?
Yeah, there was a fake person in here caught. They were, the reason why I got involved with it was they were starting trouble with other KVJ Nationers posing as me.
Imagine
yeah.
that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. And it bums me out when that happens because a lot of people, you can't tell. I never had a picture on my YouTube. Uh-huh. I put a picture there now. But if you see the pink J where it's just not a picture there, that's not me.
Not you.
They're trying to fuck shit up. It's fucked.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's a good. I'm glad you brought that up. Just in case, if you do get a weird message from me, confirm during the morning show while you see me here, and we'll let you know if it's real or not.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. A little advice, and you can jump into if you want to know what this YouTube is all about. Just go to the platform, type in KBJ Show, and you'll find KBJ TV. You can watch the regular show and the after the show, and all that kind of good stuff. So there you go. All right, about time to wrap up our Thursday. One more day to the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you guys doing this week? Oh, you're going out of town.
I'll be out of town all weekend.
What are the Ralstons doing?
Going to be doing some playoff football. Excited for that. It's going to be going on, so probably just finding a place to go and have a little cocktail and do it. I did see there is a bar crawl going on in Wynwood to all the different great breweries around there on Saturday. They got a special deal for that. I might check that out, too.
You could go to the Crazy Horse for the Bills game because they're a Bills bar, and they're going to be throwing down on Saturday.
All right.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
A lot of options. So we'll give you the rundown tomorrow on all the cool things happening this weekend. I know there's a lot of comedian stuff that's going to be happening. So we'll get to that tomorrow on the KBJ Show.
We want to thank our sponsor, Atoll Vodka. It is beautifully made with a little splash of citrus in the vodka. It's so perfect, right over ice or added to your favorite cocktail. You can grab it yourself locally at Liquor Delight in Tequesta, on Singer Island at Singer Island Liquors, or at mashandgrape.com.
Hey, thanks so much for listening to the KVJ Show podcast, but make sure you check us out on our social platforms. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and even now TikTok. Just go to each platform and look for the KVJ Show.